Billy Causey has been in the Keys since the early 70s, and in that time, he's figured out a few things.
There are some things you learn not to talk about, you know, religion, politics, and mini season. You don't go to a party in the Keys and talk about any one of those three.
People actually do talk to Causey about the lobster mini season. He's the Southeast Regional Director for the National Marine Sanctuary Program. A lot of people in the Keys look at mini season like Don Kincaid. He's been a commercial diver and underwater photographer, and he's operated a snorkel charter boat. At mini season, this is what he sees.
An untrained horde that are coming down who with no regard for what damage they leave behind.
A lot of locals in the Keys think of it as an annual invasion when boat ramps are jammed and strangers show up swimming in canals. Canals that double as people's backyards. But then there's the other side. Lobster mini season is reserved for recreational fishing, for guys like Grant Downing. He comes down from Orlando for those 2 days every year.
This is a fun weekend to be here. I've been coming to Key West since I was 6 years old, and I just like it down here.
By late Wednesday morning, a few hours into the mini season, Downing and his friends already have 20 lobsters in the cooler. Florida Fish and Wildlife Officer John Martino checks the lobsters to make sure they're not too small. Only mature lobsters can be fished.
Solid, good to go.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate your time on that, guys. Good luck with the lobster. Be careful out there, all right?
And people definitely talk to Tom Matthews about lobster mini season. He tracks the lobster fishery for the State Marine Lab in the Keys.
It's the number one issue, the love-hate relationship of the mini season.
The mini season rules have already been changed to limit its impact in the Keys. You can't dive here at night or in residential canals during the mini season anymore. And you can only take half the number of lobsters allowed in the rest of the state. And there are ideas out there to do more. Don Kincaid says maybe only snorkeling should be allowed, no scuba gear.
We're one of the few countries in the world that allow lobster diving with scuba gear. So maybe if that were cut out, of course, then all the dive shops would lose money from selling air. So there's your conundrum right there.
There's also the idea of having lobster season go year-round. That way, there would be no shotgun start. But Tom Matthews points out that the season is closed in the spring and early summer because that's when the lobsters are breeding.
There's a long history of good management in hunting and fishing that you don't hunt animals when they're reproducing.
One idea that a lot of people like would target the scofflaws who make multiple trips in a day. They catch their limit, go back to shore, then go back out. With that idea, plastic tags would be attached to every lobster you keep. But there are a lot of logistical issues with that, especially since now most people get their fishing licenses online, not from a store. The state would have a hard time distributing the tags and then tracking who got them, when and where.
Certainly we could tell after the fact, but that doesn't help save the lobsters in the water.
Billy Causey with the National Marine Sanctuary says when people complain about lobster mini season, he always thinks back to his first years in the Keys, before mini season started in the mid-70s. He remembers that people would show up and stay in campgrounds for 2 weeks at the start of the regular season. He knows lots of people in the Keys think mini season is crazy now.
But they should have seen the full week or 2 weeks of crazy if they wanted to see something crazy.
And he says abolishing lobster mini season altogether would just create more conflict between the recreational divers who come down for those 2 days every year and the commercial lobster fishers. They're all targeting the same lobsters. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.